Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The call came on Mother's Day. Not last week, not when every outlet of the country started running the headline. The anonymous call to a volunteer search group in Nogales, Sonora came on May 10th, Mother's Day. From a man who wouldn't give his name to a group of women who spend their weekends digging the dead out of unmarked desert graves. He told them the most famous missing mother in America was buried in an Aro in the Mariposa district, west of Nogales, near the border strip with Arizona. He gave landmarks. He described clothing. He said, go look. So they did. 15 volunteers with shovels went out on May 16th. They did not find Nancy. And then the man called back. And he gave new directions. They went out again on June 10th. They didn't find Nancy Guthrie. And then El Impractical published a story. The New York Post picked it up, and suddenly every national outlet in the country was running some version of the same breathless headline. Nancy Guthrie's body may be in Mexico, but there's something in this story the headlines are burying. Something about what those volunteers actually found in that ground, and it changes what the story is really about. And we'll get there. Stay with me. Be sure to press subscribe as we continue to work our way through this. And I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section. First, I need to correct the timeline, because the way this has been reported is genuinely a bit misleading. The national coverage compressed a month-old tip that had already failed twice into what sounds like a breathtaking development. It's not. Here's what actually happened. May 10th, anonymous call to the Bascando Corazones Nogales. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. I'm sure I am. A volunteer collective that searches for the missing in Sonora. The caller, believed to be a man, says Nancy Guthrie is buried in the Mariposa area in a grave near a stream. May 16th, first search. Up to 15 volunteers. The area described by the caller, nothing found. The caller reaches back out with redefined directions, new information, a different spot in the same region. June 10th, the second search, nothing. A third search, there we go, scheduled for June 16th. Then on June 11th, We got that publication from El Impartial. The Post then runs the story, gets picked up in another newspaper, and then the national chain reaction starts. That's how we're here. That's how we're talking about, is Nancy Guthrie in Mexico? That's the timeline. And I want to be clear about the group involved, because they're not the problem here. Buscando, Corazones Nogales, led by Romana Guadalupe Elia Ortiz, does real and dangerous work. They operate in cartel territory. They search for the missing when nobody else will. Their credibility isn't the question here. They received a tip and they did what they do. They went and looked. That is not reckless. That's what they exist to do. I mean, thank goodness. But look at the law enforcement posture around this. And take it for what it's worth, because there's different law enforcement involved here. The Pima County Sheriff's Department put out a statement saying they're aware of the reports but have not been contacted by the Mexican authorities. The FBI has said nothing. No U.S. law enforcement is involved in any of these searches. Nogales police accompany the volunteers for safety, but they're not investigating anything related to Nancy Guthrie. The Sonora State Commission for the Search of Missing Persons joined the effort, but that's standard protocol when collectives dig in that part of Sonora. It's a safety measure, not a credibility signal about a specific tip is, hey, we're here, we're searching too. It's more like, let's hope the cartel doesn't kill you and we'll try and protect you. So what we're actually looking at is a tip that's been tested twice, failed twice, and became national news, not because it produced a single piece of evidence, but because it produced a headline. Now, I'm not going to sit here and dismiss this out, you know, without examining it a little bit, because, I mean, that's, we have to parse things out. And just because I haven't found anything yet doesn't mean it's completely a dead position. But I think it's important to take a look at what reality is and deal with it on reality's terms. So here's the honest case for why someone could look at this tip and take it seriously. There's a lot of reasons to take it seriously. It's not just, I think she's over here. Like, there's logic. The location logic isn't insane on its surface. Think about it from a disposal standpoint. If you wanted a body to disappear in someone else's tragedy, to get cataloged under Sonora's missing persons crisis, which they have, you may not be aware of that, and we'll get to that in a moment. Instead of connected to a Tucson abduction, you'd buried it exactly where the cartel remains are expected to be found. Because a lot of them already have been there. A discovery in the Mariposa area gets filed under one crisis. It doesn't automatically trigger a cross-reference to a high-profile American case 70 miles north. There's a dark logic to that, and I'm not going to pretend that there isn't. Want to get rid of a body? Don't dump it in Tucson. Go dump it where the cartel's been dumping all the bodies. The caller persisted, two calls, refined directions. I mean, that could read as someone with secondhand knowledge, maybe heard something, maybe saw something, struggling to remember exact details, but trying to point people in the right direction. He described physical characteristics and clothing. And the group has not written off the tip either. They're going back out on June 16th. I mean, that's the best case for legitimacy. There's a lot of cases. There's a lot of times someone says, look here. And they don't find it in the first day or two or three or weeks. So hold that in your mind for a second, because you know, now I need you to take that apart too. We're gonna parse it out. There's a pattern here that connects this tip to every other false claim in the case too. And once you see it, you can't really look at any of them the same way. Start with the most obvious problem. The reward bypass. There's over $1.2 million in combined rewards available right now. But Tony, maybe they just don't want the money. Maybe. The FBI is offering up to $100,000. The Guthrie family has a separate $1 million reward for information leading to Nancy's recovery. If you have real knowledge of where Nancy Guthrie's body is, if you actually know, you call the tip line and you collect. You don't anonymously phone a volunteer search group in Sonora that has no verification process, no reward mechanism, and no law enforcement authority, unless, you know, you really don't care about the money. And you know, I agree. You may be saying to yourself, I don't care about the money. I would just do it. I hear you. It's the right thing to do. And maybe that is what's going on. But I mean, if you do happen to have that information in passing and there's about $1 million to collect, I don't know. I might take it from the FBI. I might take it $100,000 from the government, I think, to Savannah. If I were to be the person, I mean, this is, I don't know, going on a rabbit hole here. But if I were the person, then I found this out and I knew Savannah was offering it, I would say, keep your money. I'll take the government money. They've already taken plenty from me. I'll take that back. Thank you. But the money from the family, no, you've already lost enough. I don't need to profit off of your misery. So could that be going on? Possibly. The only reason to route a tip other than that through the Bascondo core zones instead of through the FBI is if what you have wouldn't survive contact with anyone who would check it. Or you may have another reason not to want the FBI involved in your own whereabouts, in your own knowledge, in your own connection to God knows what else, because you know what? They're not going to really want to pay that out. And if they find a reason not to, like, oh, you might be a criminal too, suddenly that happens. So there could be other mitigating factors at play. Not just, I'm doing the thing, I'm doing the right thing. Then there's the moving target. First location, search, nothing. Callback, new direction, search, nothing. I mean, we've covered enough of these cases to know what that sort of pattern looks like. Real knowledge produces one grave. You know where the body is or you don't. Fabricated knowledge produces a sequence of corrections. It is a psychic tipster signature, if you will. And it is 2 for 2 on failure from this one caller. The caller isn't narrowing in on something real. He's adjusting his story after each miss, possibly. That could be what's going on, too. I mean, and here's where the pattern locks in. And the thing I said, you won't be able to unsee, because this is a big thing. The ransom notes in this case were sent to media outlets, not to the family, not through the FBI, not through any channel that would require the sender to prove they had information worth paying for. They were routed through one channel, guaranteed to produce public attention and without requiring proof. This anonymous tip sent to the volunteer group, not to law enforcement, not to a tip line. Same routing, same logic. Every false claim in this case has followed the identical playbook. Bypass the people who can verify, go straight to the people who will amplify. And the Mexico angle specifically has already been tested. Back in February, after the ransom notes claimed the case had gone international, Brian Anton from News Nation actually went there. He went to Nogales. He talked to people on the ground, couldn't find a single person who had heard of the case or knew who Nancy Guthrie was. The international frame collapsed on contact with reality. Now, months later, someone is pointing a search group at a dig site that was already active, that was already local news in Sonora this spring, and guaranteeing their show up, guaranteeing headlines. This caller maybe didn't want to find Nancy. He wanted to be part of the story. But here's another big part of this damn story, which really should probably be the headline. But because we weigh celebrity in weird ways, it's not. We know what the suspect on Nancy's porch looked like. We've seen the doorbell camera footage. We know he discovered that camera on the scene and improvised, covered it with weeds. That's not a man who pre-planned a 70-mile run to the Mexican border. That's not someone who had a disposal site scouted in a foreign country, maybe. I don't know. The Mexico theory doesn't just require Nancy to have been transported across one of the most surveilled corridors on the continent. It requires a completely different perpetrator than the one the actual evidence shows us. I mean, federal investigators, the ones with access to satellite imagery and border surveillance and international law enforcement channels, believe there was a body there in those arrows. It wouldn't be 15 volunteers with shovels doing the looking. Or would it? Or would it? So here's the big part. Here's the big part of the case. Between April and May, weeks before this anonymous caller ever pointed them at that ground, they recovered the remains of at least 32 people from more than 25 clandestine graves in the same area. 32 people found. That should be the headline. Not necessarily, we didn't find Nancy here. But we found 32 other people. I mean, sit with that for a second. 32 people pulled out of the ground by volunteers, each one somebody's mother, somebody's child, somebody's brother, sister, husband, wife. No $1 million rewards, no national headlines, no cable news vans, no breaking development banners. Nobody called a tip line for any of them. Nobody called at all. The volunteers who went looking for the most famous missing woman in America pulled dozens of anonymous dead out of the same dirt. And that part of the story got folded into the subordinate clause. The New York Post mentioned it as background. Most outlets treated it as color. 32 people, and they're a footnote in someone else's headline. So they are certainly looking in an area where bodies have been found. And like we said earlier, if you're trying to put a body somewhere that people don't seem to be getting identified out of and are being written off as just another cartel death, might be a good place to drop Nancy. So the anonymous caller pointed volunteers to a graveyard that was already full of people nobody is looking for. And the only reason the world noticed any of it, the only reason that this made national news is because Nancy Guthrie's name was attached. 32 people. This is the fourth time someone outside the investigation has inserted themselves into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance with information they couldn't verify, at least public-facing, routed through a channel that doesn't require proof, the ransom notes to media outlets. First, you had Derek Kalayla's fraud, the February international claims, and now this. The pattern isn't a coincidence. It's what happens when a case is this visible, this emotionally charged, and this unresolved for this long. The reward money, the famous family, the sustained media coverage, they create gravity as well. And what a gravity well pulls in is not the people who can help. It's the people who want to be close to the thing everybody's watching. Every false lead costs something real. Not in the abstract, it cost investigative hours, agents, and analysis. People have to chase it down, rule it out, document it, and move on. But how are you going to know what's real and not if you don't run them down? It costs a family another cycle of hope and collapse, another notification, another headline, another phone call that leads to another dead end. And it costs the public another round of coverage that amounts to nothing, eroding the attention span. The case needs to survive. Does any of this mean Nancy Guthrie is definitively not in Mexico? No, I can't prove a negative and I can't prove a positive. No one can. The June 16th search is real. The collective is real. If they pull something out of the ground, that changes the picture. We reassess within the hour. But the evidence we actually have, the man on that porch, the improvision, the behavioral profile, the complete institutional silence from every federal agency with resources to investigate a cross-border lead, none of it has ever pointed south. Not once, at least not yet publicly. Somewhere in Mariposa areas, 32 people are being pulled out of the ground by volunteers who do this work because nobody else will. Women who go out on weekends in cartel territory with shovels looking for other people's families. The anonymous caller used their work, used their tragedy as a stage, used the ground those 32 people were buried in as a prop in someone else's story. And Nancy Guthrie is still missing. The call came on Mother's Day about the most famous missing mother in America to a group of mothers who spend their lives searching for the dead. Whether that was calculated or coincidental, it tells you everything you need to know about what this case keeps attracting and what it costs every single time. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. We'll continue our conversation there. And be sure to press subscribe. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.